We're following breaking news from Capitol Hill, where a Senate panel has just advanced legislation that could open up the way for a new D.C. football stadium and the return of the Washington Commanders to the city at the site of the old RFK Stadium. WTOP's Mitchell Miller has the latest developments today on the Hill.
Mark, this bill was approved by the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on a 17-2 vote, and it came after some delays that were led by Montana Senator Steve Daines. He had held up this deal, which would transfer the land around RFK Stadium from the National Park Service to D.C., in part because he didn't think the team had done enough to honor the legacy of what used to be called the Redskins of Washington. He made a comment about this morning during the hearing, where he said he has been in touch with the family that basically developed the logo and says that they have given the okay and that they feel now that there are good faith discussions with the Commanders about recognizing the logo, and it's part of the history of the team.
This logo was not a character. It's a historic person. It's Chief Two Guns Whitecap, a Blackfeet chief.
If anybody has Chief Two Guns, I'm for.
Yeah. Yelling better than two guns is three guns, would say in Montana, but I tell you.
That was West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin also bantering with Daines. Manchin, by the way, says he is a huge Washington fan. He actually said, "Go Commanders," after the end of the vote. So what does this mean? The team left more than 25 years ago for Maryland, of course. The legislation allows for development around the stadium site. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser supports it, and it has already been approved by the House. But there is still a lot to go here, Mark.
So what indeed happens next? Where does this bill head?
Well, now it has to get a vote on the Senate floor, and we'll have to see what happens. Will it go in the lame duck, or will it move into the coming new year? My guess is it will probably move into the new year. But this is a significant development because this vote was so overwhelmingly in favor, and it has bipartisan support. Steve Daines is a Republican. It was actually introduced by a Republican in the House, so it does seem on a favorable track. When exactly it will finally get passed, we'll have to see. But certainly a big, big development here for D.C. And, of course, the final piece of all this is, as you know, Virginia and Maryland will have something to say about where a stadium will be built. They are still competing with D.C. to try to see where the Commanders will eventually land.
Now, the House already passed this bill earlier in the year. So if the lame duck doesn't get this done this year, will we have to start over with the new Congress?
That's a good question, but I don't believe so. I believe that it will actually, because it does have bipartisan support, it will be ready to effectively get across the goal line, if you will, simply because there is bipartisan support. That would not be true if this was opposed by Republicans. I think it would get held up in the coming year. So I think this is going to happen. And keep in mind, this does have to occur at some point pretty soon, because the Commanders' lease for Landover, the stadium, Northwest Stadium, expires in 2027. So we are actually getting pretty close to finishing all of this up. And of course, the team has some huge decisions about where they're actually going to finally locate in the coming years.
Yes, indeed. All right, Mitchell, thank you for the developments from Capitol Hill. That's WTOP's Mitchell Miller.